BBC News. President Obama has warned Americans that democracy itself is on the ballot in November's presidential election. Speaking at a rally for Hillary Clinton, he condemned a threat by the Republican candidate, Donald Trump, to jail Mrs. Clinton if he were elected. Mr. Obama said this sort of talk belonged to tyrannies, not the world's greatest democracy. A 96-year-old former Prime Minister, Prem Tinasulanon, will take over royal duties in Thailand following the death of King Bhumibol Adunyadet. It had been expected that the throne would be taken immediately by the Crown Prince. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari has responded to public criticism from his wife by saying she belongs in his home. Smiling, Mr. Buhari said, "I don't know which party my wife belongs to, but she belongs in my kitchen and my living room and the other room." He was talking in front of the German Chancellor Angela Merkel during a visit to Germany. Turkey says it must be included in the imminent American-led offensive against Islamic State militants in the Iraqi city of Mosul. President Erdogan said that if his country was excluded from the operation, he'd resort to what he called a Plan B. He didn't say what that might mean. Mexico says it's aiming to extradite the drugs lord Joaquin Guzman to the United States early next year. Guzman has escaped from two Mexican high-security jails in the past. The United States is ending restrictions on the amount of rum and cigars that American tourists can bring back from their trips to Cuba. The current $100 limit is being scrapped. A collection of cave drawings found in the Spanish town of Lecatio has been described as the most spectacular and impressive ever discovered on the Iberian Peninsula. The pictures are up to 14,000 years old. They depict horses, bison, goats and unusually two lions. One official called the find a treasure of humanity. BBC News.